Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Stereophonic is officially a hit. As it winds down its Broadway run, producers just announced today that David Adjemi's work has just recouped its entire $4.8 million investment. Last year, it became the most nominated play in Tony Awards history, winning 5 awards, including Best Play. And now, its future is all mapped out. It was also just announced that Stereophonic will transfer to London's West End for a run beginning in May, with 3 current Broadway cast members, Eli Gelb, Andrew R. Butler, and Chris Stack, set to reprise their performances, with full casting to be announced later. Plans were revealed for a national tour, set to launch this October in Seattle. Casting and a full itinerary will be announced later. And finally, Concord Theatricals has acquired the licensing rights to the play. Availability will be announced in the coming months. Stereophonic plays its final Broadway performance this Sunday, January 12th, at the John Golden Theater. And finally today, Eureka Day is staying a bit longer. The new Jonathan Spector comedy, which officially opened on Broadway 3 weeks ago, has extended its limited run by another 2 weeks to February 16th. Also, current cast member Amber Gray, who plays Karina, will play her final performance in the show on January 31st. As previously announced, she will join the West End production of Hadestown alongside her original Broadway principal co-stars for 4 weeks only, starting February 11th. Ebony Flowers, who currently plays Winter in Eureka Day, will replace Gray for the remainder of the Broadway run. Eureka Day continues at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.